The reason why I applied for the senior level two was to expand on my current coaching knowledge and to kind of expand on my own style of coaching that I currently do. And just to kind of make to reassure that what I was doing is what right, or if I need to improve on or anything like that, and also to get to know the New Zealand football way or what their intake of for their reasoning with coaching at however they coach.
So, what's the experience been like on the course so far? What have been the key things you've learned or taken from it?
The key things I've learnt especially had probably been the biggest one, that is probably the half-time talks, as most coaches probably struggle with the structure or the context that they talk with their, their players or their athletes about. But learning about how to approach them, what key tasks or what key content to get across to them, probably been the biggest eye-opener. So that probably been the biggest thing I've learned, because that was always something I struggled with, and researching that has always been quite difficult. But the experience has been very comfortable. It's so easy to, I don't feel too intimidated in the current environment that I'm in. Usually I would, if it's an all male and having like two or three females, it's really difficult to come out of your comfort zone and to speak up in certain situations.
Yep, so how has the all-female learning environment helped you while on the course? You mentioned you feel less intimidated already.
Yes, of course I feel less intimidated because I, females naturally have this welcoming and caring, what is it, nurturing nature about themselves. So of course that you always just feel comfortable, because they're not the one to, to not acknowledge you or to leave you out and that sort of stuff, which is, it's always been really a big help on the course. And I think a lot of us younger ones on the course can feel the same way, that having the older experienced ones, for them to actually let us come out of our shells, and let us have a say, because we can learn off them and they can learn off us as well.
So, where are you coaching at the moment, and how do you think you'll apply what you've learned this week back into those environments?
So I'm currently coaching at Papakura City, at the club, doing a lot of youth work at the moment. Currently coaching two of the youth teams, or junior and youth teams. But that's just a starting point for me at the moment, just to kind of get my ground. This is my first year of coaching at a club. So I did coach a school team, but it's different when you get put into a club environment, and everyone really have a set way on how they want to have their development program set out. So yeah, so I'm at Papakura at the moment, and I think what I'll apply is definitely how my approach to the halftime talks, like I was saying before. I never really had a certain way or how I could talk to them, but yeah, I guess just learning all that, and session planning is probably another really big one. But yeah.
So, what are your goals and aspirations, progressing forwards along the coaching pathway? Where would you like to be in 5 years' time?
I guess my goals vary, from like the management side to the coaching side, and also the player. Like, I don't only learn as a coach, but you also learn as a player, because I'm still young, so I still take all these considerations of how the coaches approach and how I can take that to a game. But the coaching pathway is probably to help me get to my ultimate vision, which is to be a pioneer for Māori females, because I think that's what we need to increase the game in the Māori, or to expand the game in the Māori, like in the Māori culture and all that sort of stuff. Where I'd like to see myself in 5 years' time, probably in 5 years' time I'll be 24, so I guess I'd like to just be able to expand on my knowledge, by being in different parts of the country. So I'd love to, or country in the world, so I'd love to go to different countries to learn about how their approaches to football and that sort of stuff. So yeah.